This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Forget got milk. Try what is milk. Anyway, the Wall Street Journal noted today that makers of plant and nut-based dairy products, think soy and coconut and almonds, to name a couple, filed a petition yesterday with the Food and Drug Administration seeking to preserve their right to call their products milk. That's a response to actual cow-based dairy producers lobbying Congress exactly the other way because have you seen all the business opportunities in the dairy aisle lately? Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
Walk with me, if you would, over to the dairy aisle. You've got your skim milk, your 2% whole milk, my favorite, but you're also going to see plenty of soy milk, almond milk, and rice milk. But sales of regular old cow's milk have been going down for years.
Fresh fluid milk has a much smaller share in the dairy case.
John Newton is director of market intelligence for the American Farm Bureau Federation. According to the USDA, overall milk consumption is down around 40% since 1975.
And so I think there is legitimate concern that their market space has shrunk in the dairy case.
Chris Galen is a spokesman for the National Milk Producers Federation. He says, as it's described by the Food and Drug Administration, milk refers to a product coming from lactating cows.
They don't come from nuts or beans or seeds or grains.
Without standardized definitions for food items, Galen says companies can use slick marketing to mislead consumers.
They will go to great lengths to take a handful of almonds or other seeds, blend them with powders and waters and emulsifiers and sweeteners and whiteners, and make it look like milk, but they're not offering the same amount of nutrition.
Bruce Friedrich is with the Good Food Institute, which represents the plant-based products. He says these products are healthy, that consumers know what they're buying, and that he says the dairy farmers are basically lobbying for censorship.
They're asking the government to step into the marketplace and preference their products over a competing product because they're having trouble competing.
Friedrich says the issue is not about truth in labeling, but about protecting the $16 billion a year cow milk industry. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.